Chevro, all the Torah, all the Chizuk, in preparation for Shavuos, in preparation for Shabbos Kodesh, is being sponsored anonymously by a very special mishpacha, a family that's my family, that I feel like is my family in such special ways. And they wanted to sponsor Refu Shalema, continued Refu Shalema, from Ahilga Rebetzin, Shindel Rivka Basleya, who Baruch Hashem is back with us in our house, with our children, and is doing great, but needs continued refuos for her recovery. It's definitely a long road of a recovery after a surgery she had. And Amir Tashem, all the Torah, the Chizuk, will be a big schos for Shein Dorifko Basleya. And I want to add that it should be also a schos for Refu Shleima, Yaakov, and Sarah, who we should all daven for continued refuos and yeshuos and Mesuras Tovos, and always sponsored anonymously, L'Gilui Nishmas, Eliezer, Ben Yisrael, L'Shama Shefa Begaliah, should be a male Joseph for all of us, for only Simcha and Bracha. The Pasuk in Mishle, referring to the Torah, referring to the Chachma of the Torah, says that the Torah is Yikara Himipninim. It's more precious than gems, more precious than gemstones. If you look at the context of the Pesukim there, it's clearly talking about the Chachma of Torah. Kesh Baruch Hu brought me a very special remez to know that this is talking about Torah, because if you take the gematria of Yikara Himipninim, more precious than gems, it's exactly Gematria 611, exactly Gematria Torah, special Matana that came in the Schos of Shavuos this year. And the Gemara in Horios, Taf Yud Gimel and Aleph, says on those words that the Torah is Yikari Ninim, it's more precious than gems. Mikoyen Gadol, Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's more precious, it's a reference, Mipninim, than the Koyen Gadol, who would enter, Lefnayiv Lefnim, would enter on Yom HaKippurim, Lefnayiv Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what's the reference for her. And we know because the Kohen Gadol had the Choshen full of gemstones. But the obvious question is, why do you have to go so far from the Pshat? Why does the Gemara feel a need to give us this new Pshat of that the Torah is more precious than the Kohen Gadol who goes Lefnayiv Lefnim? Just the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk. It's more precious than gems, Mipaninim. That alone is very chashiv. That tells us something special about Torah. So I once saw an incredible idea. And that is that, you know, in Sifrei Chasidus, it talks very often about the different realms of the world. And you have Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam represents place. Olam, the world, the Makom. Shana represents Zman, represents time, and Nefesh is a person, is Adam. In the world of time, the world of Olam, I'm sorry, the world of place we'll start with, the world of Makom, the world of Olam, it's the holiest place in the world is Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is the holiest place, the lev, the heart of Eretz Yisrael, the heart of the world is Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, it's the old city, the Ir Atika. And in the old city, it's Har HaBayis. And on the Har HaBayis, it's the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Makom of Kodesh Kedoshim. The Kohen Gadol Gon Lefnai Lefnim is the holiest place in the world. And first and foremost, we're saying Torah, of course, is more precious than gemstones. But it's even more precious than the holiest place in the world. That's Olam. Shana and time. Every day is special. Every day could be elevated. But then you have the special days in the year that are more special. We have days of Yontav, days of Shabbos Kodesh, days of Rosh Chodesh. But of all those days, what's the holiest? In some ways, it's Shabbos Shabboson, it's Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol, one day a year, on Yom HaKippurim, would go into that holiest place in the world, in the holiest time in the entire year. And the Torah is Yikar B'Ninim. It's more precious, not just than gemstones, but even that holiest time of the year, the Gemara is teaching us. And then in people, of course, we could all make ourselves the holiest of people in the world, but inherently, we're different. Inherently, we have Kohen, we have Levi, we have Yisrael. And Yisrael is a different level of Kedusha than a Levi. And a Levi is a different level of Kedusha than a Kohen. And a Kohen within Kohanim, the holiest, is a Kohen Gadol. That's not to say every one of us could be holy, everyone of us could be Kadosh through Torah, through mitzvahs, the Rambam in Hilchus Shemitah and Yovel at the very end tells us that every person could be like a Kohen. But inherently there's something more Kadosh about a Kohen. And then you have a Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is the holiest of people. The Kodesh Kedoshim is the holiest of places. And Yom Kippurim is the holiest of time. Olam Shana Nefesh. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching us, if you put that all together, the holiest place and the holiest time, the holiest of people, Torah is Yikar Mivninim. It's even more precious than that. And also Gemara sees it. Yikar Mivninim, May Kohen Gadol Shenichol Sufnai of them. If we only recognize for a moment how precious Torah is, how special Torah is, the Shavuos to be makabel Torah again, to accept Torah again, this Shavuos, to realize how much so, how important it is in our life. We run after so many different luxuries. If we only understood the most precious luxury in the world, which is also a necessity, is Torah. And if we have Torah, we're going to have everything. Why is that? As the Tanya and Perek Dala teaches us, and we speak about it all the time, every time you learn Torah, so it's as the most beautiful mashal, it says you're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a hug. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard to really relate to Hashem. It's hard to connect to Hashem. It's hard to have a relationship with Hashem. Because Hashem is not physical, and Hashem, therefore, is not seen, not always heard, and not always understood, and not always felt. But I want to know Hashem. I want to have a relationship with Hashem. When I give someone a hug, it represents a connection, it represents an understanding, it represents that I'm one with that individual. Every time I learn Torah, Derech Hashem explains at length, every time I learn Torah, I'm understanding the wisdom of Hashem, I'm understanding the personality of Hashem, I'm getting to know Hashem better, and therefore I can connect to Hashem in the deepest of ways, and therefore, as the Tanya says, I'm giving Him a big hug. The more Torah we learn, the more we understand Hashem, the more we connect to Hashem, the more we have a relationship with Hashem. And if we have that relationship with Hashem, that's more precious than anything else in the world. Every one of us goes through difficulties in this world. Every one of us has nisyonos, has challenges. Our family just went through a big challenge with my wife. But Baruch Hashem, we were able to persevere. My wife was able to persevere. We were able to see Yeshuos and Refuos, and hopefully we'll have bigger ones, Bez Hashem is Baruch. But we all have our challenges. We have our challenges sometimes with a machla. We have our challenges sometimes with shiduchim. We have challenges sometimes with parnasa. What bigger chizik than knowing that Hashem is by your side every moment? What bigger chizik than know Hashem is with you and He's taking care of you and He's watching over you? He's with you every single moment. How am I going to have that feeling? How am I going to live with that? When we learn Torah, we feel it. When we learn Torah, we give Hashem a hug. When we learn Torah, we get to know Hashem better. When we learn Torah, we have accomplishments and success and feelings that we didn't know were even possible. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, Dav Zayin Mabez, Yagati Umatzasi Tamin. Yagati Umatzasi Tamin. When I put effort into my learning, I put hard work into my learning. That means sometimes I have to wake up early to learn Torah, even though I have a big day ahead of me and I have a lot of responsibilities. I wake up early to learn Torah. Yagati, I put in a lot of effort. Or late at night, or when I'm learning, I put effort into my learning. And it's whatever I'm learning. It could be Gemara, it could be Chumash, it could be Halacha, it could be Chassidus, it could be Musar, it could be listening to a good shir. But I put effort into it. Matsasi, and I find success, Tamin, you're believed. So Rav Shlomo Freifeld and others asks, Matsasi? Matsasi is something you find without effort. It should say, Yagati v'hitzlachti. I put effort in and I was successful. Yagati v'hervachti. And I was, Yagati matsasi. If I'm walking the street and I find something, it was without effort. A matsia is without effort. What does Yagati matsasi, Tamin, mean? It means that if I put effort into my learning, if I put hard work into learning Torah, I'm going to find things I didn't know even were existed within me, that were dormant within me. I'm going to find success that was exponentially greater than I even ever thought and dreamed I could achieve. And it's not just only merely in understanding Torah, which is so precious. Not only understanding how to live my life in a better way, because Torah teaches me that, how to live the most moral, ethical, perfect of ways, to live up to why Hashem put me in this world, to be the nicest person I could be, the most caring person I could be. But I'll also find a different metziah. I'll find Hashem. And I know He's there, but I'll find Him. I'll find Him that He's alive, that it's melech chai v'kayam, like I say every morning when I wake up. He's alive. How could I feel that? Through learning Torah in the deepest of ways. It's a different life when I have that. That's what Mamed Har Sinai was. The luchos we received at first were broken. The greatness of Har Sinai was there was a revelation of Hashem, and I felt it. It left a roshim, it left an imprint for life. But every time I learned Torah, I could reconnect to that. I could reconnect to that connection, be one with Hashem, to feel Hashem in my life, to have that level of Amunah, the first of that starts the difference, to really feel that, to know that. We all were there and heard it from him. Whether we were physically there or just spiritually there, just our neshama was there. That's what the Pasuk in Nisavim says. We were all there. We have to believe, we have to feel that. And we could reconnect with this Shavuos. Understand how precious Torah is. Understand that Yikari B'mninim, not just greater than any physical gem or diamond. Torah is even greater than the holiest place in the world, the holiest person in the world, on the holiest day in the year. Torah is so precious because it allows me to build that relationship with Hashem, to get to know Hashem, to feel Hashem in my life. And there's no greater connection, there's no greater gift than having that by my side in everything that I go through. Whatever Hashem brings my way, I know He's with me, it's all good. Kol ma'adav rechman al tavav, it gives me the biggest chizik, and whatever we go through in life will give us the ability to persevere with whatever Hashem, whatever nisayon, whatever challenge Hashem brings us to lift us up, I'll get through it with Hashem by my side. This Shavuos, rededicate ourselves to Torah. Rededicate ourselves to Amelus B'Torah and recognize how important it is, how precious it is, how much it could add to my life. And we're going to have different years. We're going to have years full of simcha, years full of bracha, years full of refuah and yeshua. By Mamon Har Sinai, Chazal tell us that every person who was sick was healed completely. We're going to relive through that. Halavai, every person who needs a refuah will have complete refuahs. V'shein to Rivka Bas Leah, for Yaakov and Sarah, for all b'soich, shar kol chol Yisrael. But also those of us who need spiritual healing, reconnect the Torah, will have that. Who need just to lift me up, reconnect the Torah, we're going to have that. Me'et Hashem, we'll have that all this Shavuos. It'll be a different year full of simcha, full of bracha, and a Heilig Shabbos Kodesh for each and every one of you. Till we're zeiche to the ultimate simcha of meeting up with Hashem again. With Bias Mashiach, with Gula Shlema, b'mheira b'yameinu. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Toiras Hashem Tmima, Toiras Hashem Tmima, Toiras Hashem Tmima, Mishivas Nafesh, Toiras Hashem Tmima, Toiras Hashem Tmima, Toiras Hashem Tmima, Mishivas Nafesh, Ay, 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 Dos Hashem, Nema Wano, Ay, Machimas, Machimas Pehesi, Ay, Dos Hashem, Nema Wano, Yikarahi, Mehipnihinim.